It's episode 188, and we've got plugins for Google Fonts, removing old post dates, external link handling, SEO, and a way to offer a ride to your site viewers. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be back here on the show.
And we've got the usual great lineup of stuff for you today. But of course, we got to get through the stuff right off the top. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate a review over at Stitcher or on the iTunes Store.
Absolutely. That iTunes Store is miraculous as far as how it ranks podcasts and other programs. And there are some Walking Dead zombie podcasts that have taken over a couple of the slots. So if you have not left us an iTunes review, please do so right away. Also, you can follow the show on Twitter. We have a Twitter account just for the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
And, of course, we need to let you know we are WordPress professionals, make our living with it. I, myself, specialize in helping people fix their broken websites. So if you broke it, I can fix it. Or if you're looking for someone to consult on a WordPress website you're getting ready to set up, give me a call. Save yourself thousands of dollars in the process. I've actually run into that recently a couple of times. People were going one way, and when after they talked to me, they went, ooh, we could save ourselves some money. So you can reach me at 818-850-7729.
And I am in the business of saving people money, and that's what I'm going to do with this one. It's GoDaddy promo code plugin 295. Just like the show here, it gives you a $2.95.com domain name. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's any.com for under $3. Plugin 295.
And of course, this week here, well, last week, WordPress 4.0 hit the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And how much fun have you had while doing it and upgrading it and changing it?
Well, upgrades have not been a problem. And in fact, Bob Dunn BobWP.com. He's an interesting trainer and very informative guy in the community. He did a test where he upgraded with 100 plugins installed and did a side-by-side comparison. That was hilarious to see that. But 4.0 handled it. No problem.
Well, I've got pretty close to that. My main website that I run has 75 live plugins, and that was the first site I did because I wanted to, you know, if it was going to break anyone's, I wanted to break mine first. And yeah, it actually went smooth. I was rather impressed with how smooth that it went. I've been less than impressed with some of the feature changes in it, but
okay, well, let's go down some of the lists here.
Well, the first feature change that I noticed was when you're creating a new post, is it's got this long expandable, which I kind of like, but I don't like. Fortunately, I discovered you can uncheck it so you can go back to the fix size.
What are you talking about here? The expandable
Posting area where you're creating your post on a in the text area where you're.
You're talking about the sidebar.
No,
that moves along with you or no?
No, no. Talking about, you know, when you're typing all your text in, you're creating your post in the editing area.
Yes.
That editing area, when you get text that's too long, it actually auto expands out now, and keeps auto expanding out as you scroll down the page.
Oh,
which is one way, in one aspect, it's very nice. But if you're like me and you've got a lot of boxes underneath your text window that you got to go check and do, and you've got a long post, you got to scroll way down before you can get to all your stuff underneath.
Right.
I found it a little irritating. I like the idea, and in some cases, I've found it very useful. But in a couple of cases, it's been a little bit of a pain. So that one's a yes and no kind of thing for me. I'm sure I'll adjust to it. but I do like that. Have you seen the new a plugin window?
Yes, they've completely revamped with a new card feature. So
yes.
It's much like a Twitter card or things like that. And now plugins are starting to get their own avatar, so to speak, or icon. And over on WordPress Weekly, Jeff Chandler and I had discussed this, and we talked about how maybe it's getting more towards the app angle as far as how they're presenting plugins.
That could very well be. I hadn't thought about that aspect. I actually found it, you know, kind of, well, slightly annoying at first because I couldn't figure out how to read it because I was so used to the stacked short snippets.
Yeah, I wanted the list back.
Yeah.
That's mine, but that's only me, because that's what I want to see, 50 plugins,
well,
but other people probably don't.
That was it. That was for me. It's like, I want to see all the plugins in a list, and now I got to scroll and page to find plugins, and it was slightly disconcerted. I mean, granted, for most users out there, they're going to find this very easy to use. You know, it's got a nice pretty icon if the plugin author has created one. It's got a good title. It's got the first sentence or two of the info, who it's by, and it's got the star rating standing out big and bold. You know, so...
Yeah, and that's going to be a new industry, by the way, that I'm predicting right now.
What's that?
If you're a graphic designer out there and you want to make some bucks... you've got 30,000 plugins that need new icons.
Yeah, need some really good icons because scrolling through these, a lot of them don't have icons worth much.
And just like apps, isn't it often true, John, that you'll purchase an app just based on how cool the icon looks?
Yeah.
Right? So
that's the
way plugins work, I'm sure.
And something else is missing from it. I just realized that the newest listing is missing.
That's right. It is.
Which is kind of irritating because that was one of my favorite places to go was to the newest listing.
Well, I guess people are just going to have to listen to the show here to find out that all new plugins are coming out into the repository.
Yeah, which means our work is going to be a little harder, though, so that's all right.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's been pretty decently smooth. I've been impressed that it hadn't broken a lot of plugins or broken any of the plugins that were previously installed. And
yeah, did you try the media library?
I've been in there, but I've only sort of half paid attention to it.
Much smoother uploading process. The way that you view things in the media library is a lot smoother. It seems to cache it a lot faster as far as the thumbnails. The uploading process itself is really great. Really fast, and it allows you, the editing seemed to be a little bit better too.
And yes, the other thing is, as I just popped in there now, I do like that, and it's also got endless scroll.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So no more page two, page three, page four.
Yeah, just keep scrolling down until you find the ones you want, and on a site like mine that's got hundreds of images in it, then it's very nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's... And, you know, we've talked about different plugins in previous shows, either that hook your media library up to Dropbox or Google Drive. Mm-hmm. And those plugins were awesome for that. But the fact that you had to keep going page by page by page by page the old way really made it a drag.
Yeah.
But now, because you've got infinite scroll, and if you've got Google Drive, which would be a great solution, really, because half the time people are emailing you attachments and you could just with one click save it to Google Drive rather than having to download it, move it to Dropbox, wait for it to update and all that. So that would be a great thing to do with its new functionality.
Yep.
So you could do all of your files and then log into other sites and still have access to the same Google Drive if you need to use those images. So that's a pretty cool way to go. I really applaud the team responsible for updating the media library.
Yeah. That one's really nice. So, and I'm sure there'll be more reports in the coming weeks as we dig through this. But so far, so good.
Absolutely. So good job to the team over there that's getting it done as far as 4.0 goes. We, Andrew and the guys over there and everybody else involved, this is really awesome.
All right. So it looks like we've got a little bit of listener feedback this week, right?
We do.
All right, so what do we got first up?
Which one do you got here?
Something from Bill.
Bill's got a question regarding persistent forms.
All right, well, let's take it away, Bill.
Hey, John. Hey, Marcus. My name is Bill. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and first, I just want to say thank you. I've gotten so many great plugins and ideas from your podcast and from your site. It's been really super helpful, and I'm not even a developer, and I still listen to it. So thanks again, guys. Here's what I'm faced with. I'm a teacher, but I also have a business on the side, but I'm calling today about my teaching life. I want, and I've been looking for a plugin so that students can fill out some sort of a survey or form online, and I can keep track of their progress through a unit. So it would be some sort of a task list that would have multiple choice, check boxes, text submission type data, and would go automatically to a spreadsheet that I could print out every once in a while. The problem I'm having is every form tool I've come across doesn't allow students to fill out a form and then come back to it later when they've completed the next task. So I'm looking for a convenient way to do that. It doesn't have to be a form tool. It can be some other idea that you come up with. But basically, I need an electronic task list that you can fill out over the course of a couple of weeks and that I can have access to. Let me know what you think. I'd really appreciate the help, and a lot of students would be grateful. Again, it's Bill, and it's tozo.net if you want to check out the site. Bye, guys. Thanks again.
All right, Bill. Well, the first thing that comes to mind for me is there's some really wonderful teaching themes out there for WordPress that might solve your problem of creating tasks lists that people can sign into and fill out and check stuff as they go. That's the first thing that comes to mind for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of different themes that you could use to incorporate that. If you're just looking for a plugin, and by the way, I think this is a custom thing. This is, it's not anything that I can give you a cookie cutter that makes it work. And even the solution I'm just about to provide, it's a lot of work to get it to where you want to go. So the only form, there are two form plugins out there that allow you to do like kind of a pause and a resume as far as coming back to edit your entry again. And that's Gravity Forms with a third-party plugin. And out of the box, it works with Formidable Pro. Okay, Formidable Pro has some pretty interesting ways of handling things and the way that it does different forms as far as display making a form into a post, so that if you wanted to display something that someone submitted so that other students could see it, you could use this to do that. It makes with the form submission, you can make posts, pages, and custom post types, plus it updates with their edit when they come back and try and edit the form, so it updates on the back end too as far as what the results were. So I would say Formidable Pro may be a good option for you to check out. It's not going to be a perfect solution, and if you're not comfortable with hacking up PHP a little bit just to make things work for you the way you need it, I would probably advise against it, or unless you want to hire a freelancer or somebody like that to do it. But otherwise, you may want to check into other kinds of educational-based themes where these functionalities are all already built into the system. So you've got a couple options there, but either way, there's no easy answer to that problem.
All right, Bill, good luck. And we've got one more, right?
I believe so.
Okay. And I don't have an intro for this one, but we'll just let him play. Off it goes.
Yes, my partner and I have a podcast on the iTunes Store, also on Podomatic and Libsyn. It's Moments Without Reason. My question is that we would like to go ahead and start a website on WordPress, but I'm noticing that one of the only plugins available is for Libsyn, and I prefer to keep it on Podomatic. I would go with Libsyn if I can. I've just had some issues before with the RSS, and you know, Libsyn's got great customer service, but so far nothing, and I'm kind of on a time schedule here because my free time is fairly limited. Is there any other plugins that I can use with WordPress that will allow me to keep my content on Podomatic? Thanks.
Hello. Oh, yeah, I didn't get a name from him, but to answer the question, Yes, you can use the Blueberry PowerPress plugin, and that allows you to stick your podcast anywhere on the web you want. All you do is feed into it where it's located. It does a verification, and it works great. I know that lots of people use it for Libsyn, PodPress, wherever they keep their podcasts stored.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you host it. You can even self-host it if you want to. Yeah. It doesn't really matter. It's just a matter of putting the correct enclosure URL into your posts. That's really all it is.
That's all it is with Blueberry. So,
yeah. So, and plus, you know, Angelo is the guy that we know that makes this plugin, Angelo Mandato, and it's awesome. What can I say? I've been using it in podcasting for almost 10 years.
Yeah, well, it's been used for this show for just over 3.5 years now.
Yeah. And it's great. It's so easy to hook into iTunes and change things in iTunes. I think people forget how hard that really is to deal with Apple and iTunes and such.
How hard it was when I started the show.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, the whole entire reason that I got into WordPress, period, was because WordPress made it easier to put an enclosure in an RSS feed. That's really it. That's the entire thing that brought me from HTML and Dreamweaver and NetObjects Fusion and all those crazy apps I was using to this. So, believe me, this thing can do everything. Everything you need in a podcasting application, this thing can do it. So, check it out yourself.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all we've got there. No other WordPress news this week, so keep trucking on WordPress 4.0. So
actually, there is a lot. There is one thing I wanted to bring up,
okay,
and that's a security concern. For those of you out there that have premium themes, there has been a security vulnerability exposed in the Slider Revolution plugin. Now, you may not even know that you have this plugin, but it's pretty, you know, Envato is doing a pretty good job in ThemeForest of emailing people that have themes that have this in it.
Yeah.
And I have 4 themes that have this in it that I've purchased. This is not a plugin that I use. Here's what happened. There was a security vulnerability, and the people that made the plugin knew about it, silently patched it, but didn't say anything.
Oops.
So that means everybody who was out there that didn't update the plugin was still vulnerable.
Yeah.
So they didn't put the word out there. So now, you know, the you know what's hit the fan, because there's still thousands and thousands and thousands of instances of these plugins that are bundled into the themes. So you didn't even probably want this plugin, but you wanted the theme,
and it came with it.
They forced it down your throat.
Yeah.
And so if you have a plugin, or if you've purchased anything from ThemeForest at all, or you use Slider Revolution, please update your plugin or remove that thing entirely.
I remember that I sent that one out through Twitter and Facebook, letting folks know and remind them another reason why you want to not let your theme do something a plugin should do.
Separate. Absolutely. And and it's ignited an entire discussion within the WordPress community about not only security, but transparency.
Transparency bundled plugins and themes, because if it's bundled in a theme, because it's a premium plugin, it can't be updated automatically. You have to wait for the theme developer to update it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would much rather see something different where if a theme is going to require specific plugins, then you go get a license for that plugin, but maybe it's a discounted license for $2 or something like that.
That's what should happen. Anyway, so keep aware. There are, because WordPress has become such a large target, it's the vulnerabilities are going to come up, and when they do, people are going to attack them.
That's right.
All right, well, I guess that's it. Time for us to get on to the meat and potatoes, eh?
All right, let's roll.
All right, off we go. All right, so the first plugin I've got this week here is called Easy Google Fonts. And what this one was, it's a very sweet plugin. I had a client who wanted to, you know, change some fonts in there, and we needed a way to change that font anywhere on the site. And this one Very sweet, simple, straightforward. Install it, activate it. You have access to all of the fonts in Google's library, and you can assign them to all the different areas, the header, the H1, H2, H, all the way down through the tags. Assign it up in your headlines. Anywhere you've got a CSS tag, you can go assign them and have the fonts assigned very simply without a lot of extra coding headache. So, got to check this one out. Easy Google Fonts. And I had to actually give this one a top 5 dragon rating.
I really like the fact that you can change the colors with very
forgot about
quick
that.
Speed. Yeah. As I'm looking at it now, the spacing, the line height, all that stuff you can change. And normally that's stuff that you got to go hack into the CSS to do. Yeah. So for a guy who hates to code or things like that, that wants to incorporate a beautiful look into his site, this is a 5 out of 5 for me just looking at it. Or I haven't even tried it.
The main reason I got it was I had a client who wanted to do some of this on his own but didn't want to deal with CSS. And I went, okay, well, and I've discovered this. I said, here, this is perfect for you. Allows you to go in and change what you need.
Cool. All right, well, the first plugin out of the gate for me is called WP Old Post Date Remover. Now, frequently on some specific sites, I take the post date out completely. But that does kind of stink because sometimes people want to know what content's fresh, and it's really hard to tell. So this is a pretty unique plugin in which it removes this date stamp from posts only when they're older than 2 weeks. So it leaves the date stamp on all the new posts, but all the rest of it, it makes evergreen on the back end, which I thought was a pretty unique angle. I tried it out. I let it run. It worked great. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That could be quite useful.
It's one of those lazy plugins that we keep talking about.
Okay, and the second one I've got here for you is called SEO Plugin by Squirrely. So what is Squirrely, aside from how my kids act whenever I have to get something accomplished? Well, this is a third-party service, and it connects to your WordPress site, and it helps you do SEO. And while I was going through and testing this, I actually stumbled across it because someone called me for some consultation, and they had mentioned SEO, and they were looking at Squirrely, and I was like, I'd never heard of it. So of course, I hadn't heard of it, had to check it out. And once I loaded it up, it does some very nice things. If you get their free account, you're kind of limited to dealing with 5 keyword searches or 3 posts per month. You pay for their service, you can get unlimited stuff. But what it does, it helps you to find relevant images. I don't know how relevant the images are as far as their copyright ability, but it gets you relevant images. It'll find you relevant tweets you can incorporate into your post. It'll check WordPress.com for article quotes. It'll pull comments, and it'll even search a database for inspirational quotes you can add to your post. It will give you analytics, very pretty looking ones. It also will help you write your post by it has a scale over on the side that as you're writing it tells you whether the headline's too long or too short, whether it incorporates the keyword you're looking for, and then down through your post it does the same thing. So it's a good visual way for someone who knows little to nothing about SEO to help improve the SEO on their website. So all in all, it looks like a pretty great plugin aside from it's the third-party service. So other than that, I think it's probably a great little plugin. You might want to check it out. I was going to test it against to see how it works with WordPress SEO, since that's still my standard. I wanted to see if they would work together, but I didn't get a chance on that. So it might, and if it does, it could still be very useful. At any rate, I gave it a 4 dragon rating. So check it out, SEO Plugin by Squirrely.
Yeah, you have to be careful with content that you import like this.
Oh,
that's what scares me about this plugin is I think people see it and they say SEO and then put the content in and go, don't worry about it. It's the SEO plugin doing it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Whenever I see something that just grabs a bunch of images from the web, you know, grabbing article snippets and other things falls within the legalities of copyright. But grabbing images, unless those images are properly licensed, you can find yourself in a world of hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to check that out just because there are some, I guess you could call them garbage sites that I run occasionally for affiliate stuff that could probably use some automation like this, so I'll give that one a shot. The next one that we've got up is, well, here's me talking about bringing in content, but listen to this plugin. It's called YouTube Feed to WP Post. I would have called it YouTube Feeder, but that's cool. A WordPress plugin is basic. This plugin just takes your WordPress feed, or rather your YouTube feed, and incorporates it into WordPress posts. So if you're someone that is a YouTuber and you make a lot of different videos, and maybe you don't want to embed them all, or you want to make it so that you can import. Here's a good example. If you wanted to use the YouTube app on your phone, create a video, have it automatically upload, well, then your WordPress blog could pull that in automatically, just basically right off the RSS feed. It also incorporates the notes as well, as far as the description. So I thought that was a pretty cool thing, pretty lazy thing, and it was something that I needed, actually, for one of my sites. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. Well, anytime you can pull in content automatically and be good about it, works well.
Yeah, and by the way, this works for anybody's YouTube feed. Oh. So you can do it for yourself or somebody else or a company or any of that stuff.
So if you run yourself a fan site of, say, the Guild, you can pull in their videos every time they're uploaded.
Yep, you can search it. It also makes it searchable within WordPress search, as far as in the core. So all of the different descriptions and things are documented as if they were specific posts, and it's not just some iframe of a video.
Very nice. That actually could be quite useful. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the final one I've got is called WP External Links. And of course, everyone knows about the hazards of your external links, ensuring that they're no followed and all sorts of other things with it. And sometimes, if you've been running a website for quite some time, such like I've had my own website online since about 5 or 6 years now, so probably back in the beginning it violated many of the rules. But anyway, this is a way to catch up on some of that information and fix some of those external links without a whole lot of going back and searching. You install this plugin, and what it does is it allows you to set up for all external links it finds throughout your site. It'll tag them with nofollow, and it'll also tag them with an external tag so that they're being tagged nofollow external on your site. It'll also allow you to add an icon in front of those links if you want. You can also determine where in the menu that this plugin gets put, which is kind of a neat feature I've not seen in plugins. You can move it around the menu instead of having it in this one spot. You can have an SEO section, move it in there with that. So all in all, this is a pretty great plugin. I like the way it goes through and allows you to tweak and organize all those SEO links. It even allows you to set them up so they open in every external link automatically opens in a new window pop-up.
Oh, that's nice.
So, instead of like back when you created some links and forgot to add the open a new window tag, now you can get that happening. Keep your website opened instead of having it disappear. So all in all, it's a pretty great plugin. I actually had to give this one a top rating, 5 dragons. So check it out. External WP External Links.
I wonder, is there an option to make one link followed? Like, can you override it one specific case?
There is the option to override it. I forgot that. The option is in there. You can create a list of URLs to ignore, or specific words if they're contained in a URL for it to ignore that URL. Like if you wanted to have the Twitter links from your website, all of them, you just add twitter.com in this list, and anytime it finds when it says twitter.com, even if it's somebody else's username, it'll automatically feed that juice out.
Yeah, they should make some kind of short code for a post by post basis so I don't have to go and do all that back end crap.
I suppose there's only so much can be done. You never know.
That's right. They haven't hired the John Overall Marcus Couch Consulting Group yet.
Yeah, well, you can apply the plugin settings, specifically the post contents, comments, or all text widgets, or everything in the site.
Yeah, that's cool.
So,
all right. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here with a really fun one. This one's called WP Taxi Me. Can you guess what it does, John?
It calls a taxi for you when you're drunk?
It does. It sure does. It either adds within the main text of your post or in a widget the ability to order a taxi direct from your mobile site to your business or your house, whatever you want, using Uber. So basically, you can encourage your users to register for Uber, and it will give them basically directions to your house. So it only works on mobile, so it's only really if it's a mobile device. And if they're not looking at your site on a mobile device, you have the option to still let them see the functionality and register for Uber, but it doesn't work that way. So it's really meant for mobile. So if you have, like, let's just say a nightclub or something like that, and you want it, so if somebody's looking at their phone, they go to your website, it says, hey, do you want to call an Uber cab right now to bring you right here? And they click yes, and it takes them through the process, and before you know it, they're at your doorstep. So I thought this was a really unique kind of interpersonal type of a plug-in experience that could get you some face-to-face stuff as well. So very interesting concept. And I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right, well, that's all we've got for you. I covered up in this one here, easy Google fonts, an easy way to add Google fonts and customize them throughout your website, colors and everything. I gave it a 5 rating. SEO plugin by Squirrely, a nice average user SEO plugin, which will help anyone out there, I gave a 4 rating to. And then WP External Links for managing those external links on your website, which I gave a 5 rating to.
Man, I'm going to install almost all of those. I covered WP Old Post Date Remover, which I gave a 4 out of 5. YouTube Feed to Post, 4 out of 5. And we just discussed WP Taxi Me, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right, so commercial time for everybody. If you are tired of the same old hosting or hosting that's not living up to the promise for WordPress, it's time to make a switch. Come on over. I am now offering hosting as I once upon a time did. You can get hosting on johnoverall.com. It's fantastic WordPress-tuned hosting. And if you listen to the show and use the coupon code, and the coupon code is escaping my head right now.
Oh, what is that code, John? Come on.
Yeah. I was just looking it up, and we got ahead of ourselves. At any rate, save yourself 15% off of your first 6 months of hosting, and the coupon code is WP Plugins, I believe.
There you go. If not, just bug John. He'll give it to you. He'll give you the discount.
I'll give you the discount. Just tell him you heard it on the show. At any rate, fantastic WordPress hosting that will deliver.
Awesome. And as I said at the top of the show, GoDaddy promo code plugin 295 gets you $2.95 domains. And starting, I think, next show, I'm going to have some new coupons that'll give you other cheap services at GoDaddy. So be on the lookout for that.
All right. And of course, don't forget, we got the usual reminders out here. If you're not getting enough daily WordPress news, check out WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And we would greatly appreciate a few minutes of your time to drop in at iTunes and review us, Blueberry, or on Stitcher Radio, giving us that little thumbs up button.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or drop me a line, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter @WPPluginsA2Z.
And that's all we've got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.